Representative Don Young has introduced a resolution that would help clear the way for a deepwater port outside of Nome. House Resolution 4668 would divide about 2,500 acres of federal land among the Coast Guard, State of Alaska, and the Bering Straits Native Association. The idea, Young says, is to hasten infrastructure development by creating a public-private partnership in the area of Port Clarence, where the Army Corps of Engineers has identified the potential site, including former Coast Guard facilities at Point Spencer.
The Coast Guard has no money. The Corps has identified this one area, and it's a public-private participation. So any facility should be, very frankly, financed by private with the public input.
Under the resolution, the Native Corporation would take over the vast majority of the land. Corporation Resources head Matt Ganley said they've been discussing the Point Spencer lands with Congressman Young and his staff since 2010, when the Coast Guard decommissioned its facilities in the area, and fully support Young's legislation. The acreage that the Coast Guard and the state would receive are comparatively small, but vital for infrastructure development. Young says freeing up land the federal government has failed to so far take advantage of is the first step toward building vital infrastructure.
This has been identified as one of the more likely areas by the Coast Guard and the Corps of Engineers. I'm not going to pick the areas. I'm just trying to provide the areas necessary to have a deep water port to be needed badly up there because of the Arctic participation. And this is the first step.
In his email, Ganley wrote that during a meeting last February, residents and leadership in Brevik, Mission, and Teller supported the prospect of jobs and economic opportunity nearby development could bring, but also raised concerns about the effects to subsistence resources. Though the resolution has a special provision recognizing archaeological and cultural heritage in the region, there is no mention of subsistence anywhere in it. The U.S. Army Corps of Engineers is scheduled to release a report with recommendations for an Arctic deep draft port in the region by the end of the summer. There's not yet a timeline for how Young's resolution will advance in the House.